And gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, broadcast live on the Global Star Radio Network, also BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube Live coming at you. We've got a great show lined up for you today. And don't forget, we broadcast every weeknight, Monday through Friday. As if I had to tell you that, right? 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time right here, again, on the Global Star Radio Network. So proud to be a part of that fine network. We've got two separate websites, HagmanReport.com, Hagman and Hagman.com, the latter for the show, the former for news information analysis. Things you need to know, and a lot of stuff you need to know. Our guest talking about just a whole bevy of things, Dr. Ted Brower. He's the author of Maximum Memory. That's right. I remembered to pick this up. And wait. Breakthrough Health. Did you notice how I had to look at the title to make sure? Right? No, I'm kidding. Great books as well. Breakthrough Health. This is an amazing book. You talk about a lot of information. Well, they both are amazing books. This Maximum Memory is a gem as well. But he's going to be talking about a number of things tonight. From geopolitics to your own personal health and well-being. Before we get to our guest, portion of this broadcast brought to you by WholeTonesLive.com. That's right, WholeTonesLive.com. You've heard us talk about this. Go to WholeTonesLive.com, folks. There you can get $10 off. But, you know, Whole Tones, they're a great sponsor of our show, and we've interviewed the owner, the creator of this fine music, Michael Terrell, on Whole Tones, or on this program about Whole Tones Live. And folks, you know that frequency, music frequency, does affect your health, state of mind, everything. And I just want to say that the product is fantastic. WholeTonesLive.com. More on that later. Oh, one more thing. I want to wish my bride, my wife, my lovely wife, a very happy birthday today.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Renee.
That's right. And that's enough.
I wasn't going to say nothing else.
Okay, but happy birthday today.
Yours is coming, so we'll hit that on another day. We don't want to take away from her day.
That's right. That's right. So, to my bride, thanks for putting up with me, and I'm so glad I've had the ability to share half your life with you, or more. Who knows?
All right. And we had a nice dinner before the show.
Yes, we did.
And that was nice. And yeah, it was a good day. Right. With that, Dr. Ted Brower is our guest. Healthmasters.com is the website. Also, there's the promo code, Doug5. And Ted, is that 5 or 10% off all items, for listeners of the show?
Well, we're doing something we don't do a lot. We're giving you 5% off the entire website, including 3-pack specials and kits. So a lot of the 3-pack specials are already marked down tremendously, or so are the kits. And it's 5% off everything. There is no restriction on this coupon. It is good through Monday night, Tuesday morning. It's done. It's 4 days. So you guys, use it while you can. It's 5% off. It's Doug5. Everything, regardless of the discounts that are already there, anything that's already on sale, it's another 5% off. Everything. Doug5.
Excellent. Thank you, man. And I'm going to take advantage of that. Folks, you take advantage of that. That's a good deal. Because it's a good deal. Just take advantage of it. Doug5. D-O-U-G-5.
And we're going to get into some of the products Ted has, but the Cortisol Buster is a big one. Mm-hmm. The Ultimate Multiple. The B vitamins are always great from Ted.
Cortisol Buster.
The B vitamins are becoming my favorite, Ted. I'm not good on taking the vitamins every single morning, you know. So sometimes I'll take them throughout the day, different times of the day, and sometimes I'll miss days. But I'm starting to notice when I don't take the B vitamins because my energy level is not the same. My focus isn't the same. So those really do work.
They work. B vitamins work. Purple sticks work.
Mm-hmm.
5% off purple sticks too?
Everything, Bob. Everything's off.
Multiple too? Five, everything?
Sure. All websites on sale.
Distiller, 5% off?
Everything, Bob. The whole website.
B vitamins? I'm kidding. Go ahead. Yeah.
The HGA Stimulate, everything's on sale.
All right, brother. So where do you want to start, man? There's like news popping everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
I quit. Here, you take it. I'm out of here.
It's been a hectic week. We've had a lot of guests on this week. We had a medical doctor on Monday on my show who talks about ozone therapy, and he also talked about finding what he claimed to be a cure for Ebola, and he was not even allowed to publish his results. That was on Monday. Then on Wednesday, we had Robert David Steele back on, and that was an interesting show. He was my guest for the whole hour, and Austin was off that day, so we had the entire day for that. So that was interesting.
Stop there. Okay, Robert David Steele, we've had him on our program. Do you mind giving us? We'll listen to your show. I'm about 4 days now behind. Caught Monday, or Austin was with you Monday, right?
Austin was with me Monday. On Tuesday, we went to the airport to pick Savannah up. She's okay. Back from Montana. She was in a private cattle ranch, a retreat, a Christian school out in Montana, because she was having some behavioral issues. And so we sent her out there, and she's been out there 8 or 9 months, and she's made a massive, massive improvement. And of course, most teenagers, when they're going through 13, 14, 15, they need a little bit of a tune-up. Zig Ziglar used to call it a checkup from the neck up.
I love it.
And she's had that checkup from the neck up, and she's come home, and she's just absolutely doing wonderful, and she's just a changed child. And so she's really learned a lot out there. And so if you guys want some more information on that place that we sent her to, I'll be more than happy to share that with you now.
I'm sending Joe there. Can I do that?
I'll go.
Yeah, maybe I'll go.
Well, quite frankly, I've been there, and it's one of the most beautiful places on earth. It's surrounded by mountains, the 1,000-acre cattle ranch. They run cattle. They learn how to rodeo and cattle and do cattle and cook, and they go to church all the time and Bible studies, and it's just a really good place for kids to be. And quite frankly, any child at the age of 14 or 15 or 16 with an attitude issue can't be hurt by going to a Montana cattle ranch for 8 months to a year. But I want to share something with you. Yesterday, Austin called me up, which he does on a regular basis, and said, we've got one of our longtime listeners and customers in the office, and he wants to meet with you and speak with you, and this guy's really awake, and he knows a lot about what's going on, and he tells us that we're right on point with the way we cover the news. And I went and I met with him. His name was Todd. And I met with him and gave me some tremendous information and insight on the Bible and some things that I'd never seen, which I'll be sharing with you guys later, because a lot of this stuff was so in-depth, I really can't just spout it out the way he gave it to me until I study it and go back into the scripture so I can internalize it so it'll come out without me having to read the whole thing. But then at the end of the meeting, we were there for about an hour with him, he said, I'd like to pray with you guys. And I thought, okay. And I said, but I've got a little caveat here for you. I said, I can't do a negative prayer. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you can't ask God not to kill us today or something like that. I mean, we can't have that kind of prayer. It's got to be positive and upbeat. He goes, oh, I'm going to pray a prayer for you. It's going to be remarkable. You guys are going to love it. And Doug and Joe, he prayed this prayer over us, and the anointing fell in the office. And Austin said to me last night, he goes, Dad, I almost started crying. And he goes, and if you guys know Austin, Austin's like massively macho, super high testosterone. He just doesn't do that. And I said, Austin, I kind of teared up too. I said, I've never heard a prayer like that before. And so I asked Todd, I said, can you do me a favor? I said, I wish I'd have recorded that. That was just that, other than the Lord's prayer, it's the best prayer I've ever heard prayed over individuals or a group of people. And I said to him, I said, would you mind writing that down for me and emailing it to me? He said he would. And so he sent me a copy of it. So I'd like to pray this over your group tonight. And maybe you guys will like it. I sure do. And it's really a good, good prayer. But I'm going to have to read it. He did it verbatim without reading anything. So I thought, wow. I was just...
And Ted, if you can hear me, hold on a sec.
I can hear you.
We're experiencing just a little bit of some Skype issues. And I don't want you to start praying without with the lapses in the speaking going. What we're going to do, Ted, we're going to call you right back. We're going to reconnect with you because it's getting a little spotty.
Let's do it.
And, folks, that happens with Skype sometimes. You get a good internet connections on both ends, but sometimes the signal between the call gets interfered with or screws up, and you get that.
With what we're paying, we should be able to,
we should be able to stream 10 video, 10 different websites with videos on each one. Yeah, really. I mean, we've had, you know, battles with the internet companies for a while now, and, you know, you keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading, and you get to the point where the last upgrade is the highest you can go.
For business,
right.
Personal, sports, I mean, you know, yeah.
So you get that upgrade, you know, bringing in basically a separate whole We had a service in line just for the studio, for Eric's computers running streaming the show, and then we still run into problems. So when we think of it as the technical issues, it's less and less likely. But we'll see. Hopefully we'll reconnect and won't have problems.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I don't know, we had a Time Warner cable switch to Spectrum around here.
Yeah.
And what happened is they lowered some of the speeds.
They lowered the speed. They lowered the base, and then you pay for more. You know, so we're maxed out. I don't know how that goes.
And I think that's
back.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We think it's on our end, Ted, so.
That's okay. And they also lowered, they did the same thing to us. They basically sold out our local cable company. And this is what's going on. And Gerald Celente even says it so succinctly. He says that the reason the market's gone up so much is because of the amount of money the central banks poured into the market and because of mergers and acquisitions. And you're seeing this with all of these small cable companies and what's happened to them. We'll talk about more of that in just a second. But let me pray for you guys right now. And this is a great prayer. And you guys want to, I'm going to post this on my website at healthmasters.com. I had a couple of the places in here didn't flow like they needed to, so I posted tonight, so I had to just make a couple of minor changes in it. Here we go. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the day that you have made, and we are glad in it. We enter through your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, and we come boldly before the throne of grace, not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our great high priest. We apply the blood of Jesus over our families, our possessions and finances, our dwelling place, our transportation, our land, and our places of influence. For your blood is a hedge of protection around us and across all realms and all dimensions. We deploy the heavenly host to stand shoulder to shoulder around us, fully armed and equipped, and ready to pierce through any enemy that draws nearer. May they bind the enemy with chains and fetters of iron and throw them into cages and send them to the feet of Jesus to do with them as he wishes. May we draw near into the secret place under the shadow of your wings, for you are our fortress, our high tower, our defense, our shield, and our buckler. And Father, we place all of the armor that you have given us. We put it on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace on our feet, the shield of faith to quench the fiery arrows of the enemy on behalf of our whole family, the helmet of salvation, our sword, which is your word bathed in heaven, the cloak of zeal, the garments of vengeance, and above all, we clothe ourselves with Jesus. Renew our minds, O Lord, with the mind of Jesus, and surround us with songs of deliverance. May the eyes of our spiritual understanding be enlightened. May we be led by the Spirit. May we lift up our heads and see the King of Glory coming in. May the heavens release all spiritual blessings stored up for you to execute your assignments, blessings of gifting, anointing, resources, and divine help. I pray that the gates of heaven would be opened, drop down heavens and rain righteousness on your people, and may the earth open and bring forth salvation, and that the gates of brass and bars of iron that the enemy has constructed to hinder these blessings are collapsed in Jesus' name. And may the living water flow like a river freely from the throne of grace to and through each of us. We ask all of this in the power, the authority, and the righteousness found in Christ Jesus and sealed by his blood. It's in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
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 I mean, guys, I hope that hit you the way it hit me yesterday, because I thought, wow, I mean, I've heard prayers. You know, and we've said prayers, and we've had some good prayers. And I tell you what, from a prayer that I've had prayed over me, other than the Lord's Prayer, that's about as good as I've ever heard. In fact, that is the best I've ever heard. I want to share a few things with you real quickly about what's happening with Robert Kennedy now, trying to expose corporate media censorship. This is interesting. This is a statement that was made by Kennedy's live stream speech in Washington, D.C. at the Revolution for Truth and Rally protest. These rallies have pretty much been shut down now. I don't know what in the world happened as far as Trump wanting to have a big exposure on what was going on with vaccines and autism and the exposure of these kids to all of these different vaccines and the shot schedules. But Robert Kennedy said this, quote, during his speech, "I spoke with Roger Ailes, who I have known since I was 17 years old, and he's very sympathetic with the issue, and he saw the film Trace Amounts. I said to him, I just want to go on one of your shows. Nobody will allow me to talk about this or debate me, he said to me. I can't allow you at any of these shows. I'd have to fire any of my hosts that allowed you on my stations. Because, he said, my news division gets up to 70% of advertising revenues during non-election years from the pharmaceutical companies." What do you guys think about that?
I never understood the reason. I mean, aside from trying to push their product, I never understood the real reasons why pharmaceutical companies advertise medicines that you need a doctor to prescribe for you on the TV. Like people could just go walk into any store and buy them. Obviously, they want you to ask your doctor for them, and which is, it's all, the whole thing's screwed up. Well, if anything, it should only be advertised to doctors who prescribe the medicine.
But with vaccinations, I'll just say this: there's about 36 states right now that are eliminating or, and Ted, you talked about this, the vaccine exemptions are being taken away.
And it tells me the demographic, demographics are much older.
Now we're gonna mix the show up a little bit tonight. I'm gonna mix some of the world news, some of the White House news, and some of the health news all together. We're gonna kind of scramble a little bit tonight because normally I do like an hour of each or you know whatever however long I'm on. But I wanna share something with you the other night that Catherine Austin Fitz covered in one of her videos that she just did a few weeks ago, and it was interesting because it put a few more pieces of the puzzle together for me as what's going on. You know, as we know, the world right now is in a mess. It's been in a mess for a long, long time. Now, the world, thousands of years from the Genesis story until the flood, it was, as some people say, from 4,000 to 6,000 years before, from Genesis to the flood. I mean, it took, you know, millennia for the earth to become as corrupt as it was. In Genesis chapter 6, it says that every thought was of every man was evil all of the time. Now we have to ask ourselves, how did this happen? Well, quite frankly, we had advanced civilizations. Some say it was the city of Atlantis, the country of Atlantis, the continent of Atlantis, that pretty much ruled the world and had all kinds of energy devices built around the planet. Now, what was interesting, this is all fallen angel DNA, fallen angel technology, all of this mess going on, because we know that they bred with the white women, the human women, the women of those days, the color women, whatever colors they were, doesn't make a difference. They bred with all the women. And what was funny about all of this stuff is that it ended up in a situation where the entire planet was under an energy veil. And I personally believe that these were being controlled by the monuments, the Stonehenge monuments, the pyramids, and there's thousands of pyramids all around the planet and worship places all around the planet. And when God flooded the earth to get rid of this incredible evil, just a few centuries later, the earth had this, supposedly through the historians, I'm not really sure, but we could have been a lot closer than that. We had a massive continental plate shift, and when that happened, we changed magnetic ley lines under the planet, and these energy fields, these sources of power with these ley lines, stopped working. They quit functioning properly. And this entire energy field was diminished around the planet. Now, it's taken them another 3,000 to 4,000 years, 5,000 years, whatever you want to say, to get 6,000 years, to get back to that level again. Now stay with me for a second because this is going to get really interesting with Catherine Austin Fitz and what she said. And what I find is this. Now we have the Gwen Towers. We have the cell towers. We have all these magnetic fields back around the planet. We're being cooked in literally in a microwave field every time we get outside or get inside or turn our microwaves on or even turn on our Wi-Fi in the house. And so as it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, when every thought of every man was evil, so shall it be for my return. Guys, I really believe we're getting close. Now, whether it's going to be 10 years, 5 years, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, I don't know God's timeline. I have no idea. All I know is that not every thought of every man is evil all of the time. But what I'm going to tell you now is going to make a lot more sense as far as how it ties together. What we have here, we had a group of countries in the Middle East that had no Rothschild-controlled central bank. They had their own independent currency and they had their own independent banking system, and they were pretty much out of debt because a lot of these countries had massive amounts of natural resources, including oil and natural gas. And what ended up happening is these countries have gradually, in the past 10 or 12 years, all been overthrown. One after the other, and like after another and after another. And every time one's overthrown, a Rothschild bank is installed, taking over the currency. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz had a very interesting point to make about this. She said, you know, we've got North Korea left, we've got Iran left, you know, we've got Cuba left, and she said, we've got Syria left. There's like four countries left that don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. The Rothschilds have decreased the amount of revenue they've been able to generate from the planet because they have too much maintenance as far as trying to maintain all the currency structures and all the clearinghouses, etc. And they want to streamline the system by bringing in a one-world government and a one-world currency. They can't do that as long as there's independent currencies and independent nations with resources still running these independent currencies. They simply can't do it. And she said what they're doing is they're moving us towards transhumanism. And she made a very unique step through this. She says the reason they're overthrowing the countries is to bring us into a one-world currency and then to a one-world government. She said the reason they're promoting transhumanism so much with the military veterans, you know, with the young children, with the constant iPhones and saying that you get brain implants now within 2025, 2030, that'll give you better ability to basically service, you know, to pull data, do downloads, everything else you want to do. They're saying all of this stuff because she said the Rothschild banking cartel was one of the primary slave traders back in the 13, 14, 15, 16, 1700s in Europe. And they want to go back to the slave trade. And she said they had a very difficult time doing slave trades because they couldn't track the people who were the slaves. She said what they want to do is they want to push transhumanism on everybody so everybody gets chipped. So everybody has to be connected into the grid. That's what all of these Gwen towers are for, to tie us into a grid, cell towers to tie us into a grid so that we can be monitored globally as far as where their property has gone, where their slave humans have gone. And then she said they want to create a world slave society in which they run the entire planet like a feudal system and we're all their slaves. Because they consider us to be subhumans and consider us to be basically animals. They see no useful purpose in us other than the slavery. And she goes, that's the whole goal of all of this, is to create a transhumanistic world that ties everybody together into a massive energy grid that allows them to control us through their subliminal advertising, through their Gwen towers, through their frequency modulation. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And all of the things they can do from a health standpoint with drugs and immunizations, etc. And when she said all this, Doug, I thought, that's really an interesting take on this because it makes a lot of sense, because this Sabbath Day and Kabbalist group of people that, you know, worship Lucifer, this group of people that want to bring Lucifer out of a pit, these guys are really all about control and power globally, and we see that. And now we see Trump seems to have capitulated to this group. He seems to have put in the Goldman Sachs, the who's who of Goldman Sachs in the White House and in his various committees and on his cabinet. He's brought on so many CFR members, it's ridiculous, more than Barack Obama had in the White House. And the nuttiest part about all of this stuff, Doug, is we thought we were going to get a reprieve as far as being able to say, okay, great, we're going to have 4 years or 8 years of just easy going because we're bringing Donald Trump in. But the longer it goes, you know, with Jared Kushner, we know, is a member of Shabbat, which is an extreme sect of Judaism, which also practices the Kabbalah, teaches the Kabbalah. And Ivanka Trump, who basically is in there with him, and all of the mess that happened with Bannon, now we're starting to see that we've got a major issue going on with the White House and who's in control. A lot of folks say that the Shabbat group may be controlling Kushner, and he may actually be a Mossad agent. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. Robert David Steele said that on my show. He speculated that on Wednesday. So that may or may not be true, but if it is, we're simply never going to find out about it. All we know is he sure is directing an awful lot of foreign policy from the White House, from the position of authority he's been given. In addition to that, Steele said something also very interesting. He said that the whole thing with Ivanka Trump and with Chelsea Clinton could have been a honeypot trip, you know, trick from the Mossad to have these two girls marry these guys who were involved deeply, you know, with the Mossad and also, you know, with these different sects. And so I don't know if any of this is true, but it sure seems like it's awful strange now that this is going down the way that it's going down. And the promises that we have from Trump, it doesn't seem to be as well. It seems like he's flip-flopping almost everything that he's done and what he said he was going to do. And I've got a friend of mine who was actually invited to the Oval Office a few weeks ago. And he sat there for a couple of hours and he spoke to different people, including Bannon, coming in and out of the White House. I can't mention his name. This is a confidential source. And he said that Trump pretty much is being controlled by this outside group of people, and that the military industrial complex, it seems as though, has pretty much taken over the entire White House and what's going on. Now, whether this is true or not, Doug, I don't know. Joe, I don't know. All I know is this. We got a mess going on, and the things that he said he was going to do, it doesn't seem to be going that way. Like, for instance, with Gottlieb, we were talking about immunizations. We know that Gottlieb, you know, was on the board of directors for GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline is the number one vaccine manufacturer in the world, and they're also the manufacturer of Gardasil, which is killed or maimed or sterilized thousands and thousands of girls globally now. We know that that was fast-tracked through with only a six-month testing period. We know that now he's going to be headed to the Food and Drug Administration. He has gone on record saying that state exemptions need to be tightened up for vaccine exemptions. In other words, he doesn't like those. And he's also thinking that there may be necessary to have mandatory adult immunizations of MMR. Now, the way that would be implemented, in my opinion, because it makes sense, and it makes some other sense, because Doug, you, me, and Joe aren't going to trot to our doctor's office to get a shot of MNR, but what they can do with that is they can stop you from getting onto an airplane. You'll have to produce your shot records before you can fly internationally or nationally. I know years ago I took a cruise down to South America. It had been like a lifelong dream because we went to Machu Picchu, we went to Peru and to Ecuador, and before we got on the ship, we had to show shot records of that we had received certain immunizations before they allowed us to sail, unless we had a doctor's note that we could not take the immunizations for various reasons, because I have a severe latex allergy and my wife has a severe egg allergy, we were able to not have to get those immunizations. But otherwise, we weren't going to be allowed to travel on that ship.
It's amazing. Okay, we're frozen up again. Ted, you can hear us. We're frozen up. We're up against a break. I don't know.
Yeah, we got about a minute till the break, folks, and what we'll do is we'll reconnect with Ted during the break. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen sometimes. And folks, just a quick few announcements in case you missed a bunch of shows this week. One, Stan Deo is doing a giveaway on his Garden of Eden lecture series. Go to his website, standeo.com. Check out the show images page. And from there, you can get the instructions on how to enter. Also, Paul McGuire was on yesterday. He's having a prayer meeting at Paradise Mountain Church. Go to paulmcguire.us and get the information on the prayer and prophecy meeting. And again, healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted Breuer is our guest. Doug 5 is the coupon code, 5% off any and everything on the website. It's a unique special. He does run coupon codes for us often. But this one gives you 5% off of every and anything on his website. Again, that code is Doug5. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted Breuer. Oh, also, in hour number 3, we're going to do a question and answer with Dr. Ted, and we're going to do that by phone. So if you have a question, stand by. In hour 3, we're going to be taking phone calls with Dr. Ted. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perrotta's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden.
exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Dr. Ted Brower is our guest. Healthmasters.com is his website. Doug5 is the coupon code. Did you get that, Dr. Ted Brower? He's our guest. Healthmasters.com is his website. Doug5 is the coupon code. Simple as that. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, May 5 and 6, we are going to be presenting at Awaken to the Shaken Conference in Gurnee, Illinois. That's May 5 and 6. Friday and Saturday, May 5th and 6th of this year. Awaken to the Shake and go to paulbakeleyprophecy.com or hagmanreport.com. Click on the links to the conference. Register, because it's free. Folks, it's free, but register for the conference. It's only a couple of weeks away now, so register. It's free. And if you don't like it, you'll get your money back, as I like to say. Yeah. Before we get back to Ted, I just want to mention that frequencies you're hearing, and as a matter of fact, Dr. Ted Brower is talking about frequencies and has talked about frequencies. So important to our lives. If you're sick and tired of being stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, unmotivated, do you feel like life is running you? Let me ask you. Instead of you running your life, of course, many people do. You're not alone. Finally, you can experience the scientifically proven powers of music therapy with WholeTonesLive.com, a collection of proven music therapy that can help reduce stress, ease your mind, motivate you. You can get started today. That's right. Start it out today. Listen to a free sample of this amazing music that heals and inspires at WholeTonesLive.com. One listener, one of very happy WholeTones clients, Whole Tones client said, I started playing Whole Tones throughout my workday, and not only was I more creative and motivated, the work I was doing seemed easier and cleaner. Let me tell you, clearer, that is. And let me tell you, that's what we find. We had Michael Turrell on the show, and he explained how this music was inspired by the music frequencies of King David. This is sound, biblical sound. Go to the website, WholeTonesLive.com. Download a free sample. That's WholeTonesLive.com. Support Hagman and Hagman. Support this show. Support this broadcast. Go to WholeTonesLive.com. That is WHOLE Tones. All one word. WholeTonesLive.com. WholeTonesLive.com. Michael Terrell's a good guy, and that's a great product. Joe?
Dr. Ted Brower is our guest again. The coupon code for is Doug5 for 5% off everything on the website, healthmasters.com. And we thank Dr. Ted Brower for his generous offer to our listeners. Where are we going now in this segment, Dr. Ted?
Well, we've got so much stuff to cover. I want to talk, since we're talking about Holton for just a second, let me talk about depression. Stress. Depression is now the number one worldwide cause of disease and disability. I mean, this is crazy. It was not crazy. I've known this for a long time. It's been like this a while. Something is dreadfully wrong when the world is depressed and become a major cause of disease. Even the most successful members of our society are plagued with this illness, and it becomes so prevalent that it is now the number one cause of disease and disability in the world. According to the World Health Organization, depression is now the leading cause of death, affecting an estimated 322 million people worldwide, including more than 16 million Americans. According to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, 11% of Americans over the age of 12 are on antidepressant drugs. Among women in their 40s and 50s, 25%, Doug and Joe, are on antidepressants. And in addition to the human suffering, the financial impact of depression is also severe. The World Health Organization estimates the global economic loss by households is almost $1 trillion a year. In the U.S., suicide rates are now at a 30-year high. coincidentally, about 30 years after Prozac was pushed into the mainstream by Pfizer, which, by the way, has a warning box that makes you want to commit suicide and kill yourself, black warning box, black label. This begs a question of whether or not modern catch-all solutions of antidepressants are causing more problems than they are good. This is a really good article. And the reason I want to say, bring this article up right now, is because we have this product, and it's called Cortisol Buster. We did a show on this, oh gosh, 2-3 months ago. And this has now become the second largest selling product by unit volume versus right behind our HGH Stimulate that we have on the website, because it takes 3 adaptogenic herbs. It helps you to moderate depression, anxiety, panic disorders. We did a whole show on this a little bit earlier, you know, a couple months ago. And it's a phenomenal product. In fact, I took 4 of those products before the show about 4 hours ago, and I tell you, it makes me feel really good on the inside. Now, let's go back to the White House again. Let's jump another, just jump, like I said, we're going to go back and forth tonight. This is an article by Ann Barnhart. Now, Ann Barnhart, she's a wild woman. I've got to give her that. She's the one who got on national TV and basically threw a couple of slabs of bacon aside of the Quran and basically started yelling and hollering about Muslims. But she said something interesting about Ivanka Trump, because she basically is apparently really aware of what's going on about Ivanka in the White House. And she says something that we need to look at as a Christians. She goes, Ivanka Trump is a formal apostate from Christianity. Yep. She formally apostatized. That is, she renounced her baptism and denied that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is God incarnate who died for the sins of the world so that she could marry her husband, Jared Kushner, who, did I mention, has Soros connections up to his eyebrows. Now, 3 of Donald Trump's grandchildren are basically not being raised as Christians.
All right. Still having some glitches, Ted. I don't know if you can still hear me, but the video screen for...
basically not baptized.
Okay, hey, Ted, for some reason, I got to tell you this. You're going from normal screen to widescreen. I don't know how that happens.
And every time that happens, interruption.
Yeah, every time that happens, it seems like the YouTube or the Skype blips. That's on your end. So,
yeah, so we'll reconnect with you. And it looks like, you know, some nights we have nights like this where we're going to apparently be playing phone tag back and forth trying to get this straight. And hopefully it goes away. If not,
we'll just put up a yeah, and we'll just put up a screen.
Or we can just leave you on video.
There you go.
TED Talks. There you go. No.
Do we have him back? All right. Okay, no answer this time.
And I just posted something on Hagman Report, and we comment a lot. Not only do we comment on the news that's happening around the country and around the world, but we also are news analysts to a great degree. We comment on the mainstream media and point out the inconsistencies, the lies, some of the craziness that goes on across the spectrum of mainstream media. And I posted this story on the website about an hour ago. Rachel Maddow says Trump is the blame for violent riots taking place in socialist Venezuela. There's 2 reasons I bring this up. 1, what's been happening in Venezuela? This is a nation we've been following, the currency controls, the resource controls. You know, if you remember not too long ago, there were and still are people who were waiting in bread lines for 8 to 10, 12 hours a day to get, simple supplies, milk, bread, diapers, things like that. And the situation in Venezuela has only gotten worse. They're on the brink, if not already at the point of a full-blown humanitarian crisis. You have people going hungry. There was actually a story I saw yesterday that talked about anti-government protesters too malnourished to protest, many of them. And they weren't talking about, young people or very old people. They were talking about, people of working age and ability. I think it was a third or just an astronomical percentage are too malnourished and hungry to protest against the government.
That's
this is something we gotta, I think we should maybe next week spend some time on and give some of the latest breaking news of what's happening in Venezuela, from the continuation of government crackdowns to the calling for armed militias, to be patrolling the streets to this big issue that, you know, are we going to be seeing mass starvations in Venezuela due to this socialist government? That's
right,
one issue. And then, you know, back, Rachel Maddow is blaming Trump for the riots in Venezuela. And it's just funny to me because these people are the biggest promoters of socialism. And when you see Venezuela, a socialist country, a communist socialist country, and it goes so wrong.
No, it once was a vibrant country. Now it's not.
I mean, it's just crazy. So, yeah. Anyways, back to
the hear history. Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. We're going to put a static screen up there. What do you think?
Okay.
Of your website. So okay.
Thank you. And but no, to jump on the Venezuela thing that you're talking about, Venezuela basically asked for their gold back. They wanted their gold. I mean, you know, it's just how dare they want to do that? And they're being punished. I mean, these Sabotean cabalists that run the world financial systems, these guys, you know, they're very, very vindictive, and they like to punish people when they do things wrong. You know, you see what's happening in Haiti. In fact, that's what Catherine Aston Fitz said the other night on the video. She said that they're really punishing Haiti, you know, with all this child trafficking and the things they're doing to Haiti, because Haiti had that slave rebellion. You know, they basically threw those guys out, and they don't want to be involved with these people anymore, and that they're being punished. And see, you see the same thing happened in Russia. I mean, you know, we could do whole studies, we could do a whole show on just that, but it's really kind of beyond the scope of what we want to talk about tonight. How much did you get?
Ted, I think we're going to have to try to reconnect via landline, if you can hear me. Seems like you got cut off again.
That I spoke said about Ann Barnhart. Did you get very much of that? Or?
No.
Hey, Ted.
No, we just, and Ted, yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, I said, hey, Ted, because it sounded like he got cut off again, which I think he did.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Ted, we might want to reconnect to the landline. The connection is, like, very spotty.
Yeah, if this happens again, if we get dropped again, if we can somehow work on landline in here, I don't know.
But I could do that.
Yeah, we only got a little bit. But Ann Barnhart, by the way, we've had on our program before. She is she's a Catholic. Mm-hmm. Unabashed Catholic, unapologetic Catholic, and she does. In fact, it was Thursday. I think you're referring to her post from Thursday. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Let me try. I've got my headset on now. We've got the video shut down, so we're not using much bandwidth. We'll try it this way. If not, we can go ahead and go to the telephone if you'd like. But she said, "How much of this did you get?" She said that Ivanka Trump is a formal apostate from Christianity.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't get anything from you. Start free or fresh.
Well, this is an article she wrote, and it's basically the name of it is Abdu Ivanka and the women and their women who have ruled over them. It says Ivanka Trump is a formal apostate from Christianity. Yep, she formally apostatized. That is, she renounced her baptism and denied that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is God incarnate, who died for the sins of the world, so she could marry her husband Jared Kushner, who, did I mention, has Soros connections up to his eyebrows. Three of Donald's children are being raised as non-Christians, or to grandchildren. And then she says in the article, tell me again about Donald Trump's deep Christian faith. I'm all ears. Now, I had her on the Power Hour. I interviewed Dan years ago when I was doing that show as a guest host. And she's interesting. She's really a pistol. I mean, you gotta let her know what the limits are, because she'll just go and just say what she really feels. And I don't have a problem with that, as long as it doesn't start tearing into people too much. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to read what she said here, because we have to understand something. Ivanka Trump is not a Christian. She was raised as a Christian, so it seems, by her dad and her mom, but she renounced all of that to marry Jared Kushner. Now, that's really important that you guys understand that, because like she said, three of Donald Trump's grandchildren are being raised as non-Christians. And so we all have to realize that this is not what we think it is from an evangelical standpoint. I've got a friend of mine who's on the pastoral committee for Trump, and he's told me that they're having a meeting with him in several weeks, and they're going to bring up a lot of these issues. And I thought, well, if they bring up the issues directly to Donald Trump, they probably won't be invited back to the White House and be taken off that committee, because quite frankly, I personally believe, and I'm going to say something here that's probably going to sound a little bit outrageous to you guys, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I personally think that the CIA took notice of the church activity in this last election, and they said, wait a minute, this has kind of gotten out of control with TV evangelists coming on TV, promoting Trump, having these huge rallies for Trump, and now Trump's the president, and we weren't allowed to put Hillary into the office. I think that they are now doing a psychops on the TV evangelists that have the largest footprint in the market. Now, you got to stay with me for a second because it's going to sound crazy when I first say this. But some of these TV evangelists, they have literally millions of listeners every week, millions. And some people don't turn anything on but Christian TV, and they don't have the opportunity to brainwash them through the programming and all the commercials and all the other things like they do on the mainstream media. So they had to find a way, I believe, to subdue Christianity so it wouldn't do another 1776 and demand a revocation of the Johnson Amendment and say, look, we've had enough of all of this. That's why at this point they're still having this evangelical council going to the White House, going to Washington on a regular basis, and I personally believe that is being used to keep these guys in constraint and keep them on Donald Trump's side and not to start saying things about what he's doing on these international TV shows that they're part of. What do you guys think?
You know, but yeah, if you're still watching the, you know, the if you're still watching TV, whether it's a Christian show, or even something that's not, you know, pushing the extremes and being derogatory, you're still opening yourself up, you know, to the advertising and you know, through commercials and a number of other things. So,
well, remember though, Joe, these TV, the Christian channels aren't, they don't allow public broadcast advertising. They're non-profits. So you can't go on and advertise a drug commercial on a Christian TV show.
What about their own products though?
They do that, but they're not pushing drugs. They're not pushing all the stuff. They're not pushing secular humanism in most cases. Now, some of them get pretty weird. So we've been seeing, I talked to David Steele about this, Robert David Steele, on Wednesday, and I said, do you think that's possible? And he said something interesting to me. He said, the major networks of Christianity have been co-opted, basically have been taken over, have been controlled by the CIA for a long time. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty bold statement to make. But I do know this. A lot of stations who used to have me on a regular basis, that I used to talk about health and alternative statin drugs, including Christian markets, have been told by somebody that I can't come back on their shows again. I've seen that personally, Doug and Joe.
Wow.
That's why I'm more responsive to this, because remember, you know, when you have a person coming on a show and they're talking about alternative treatments for high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, all these different things that we are being told it can only be treated through mainstream medicine, and you're reaching millions of people on some of these large broadcasts, you simply end up in a situation where they don't want that being sent out there anymore. I remember one time I actually did a show and we talked to a major TV evangelist about what was going on with the Federal Reserve System. And I remember he did a show on that himself, and it had over 100,000 views almost immediately, and it's been pulled down off of YouTube now. So I thought that was interesting because he actually did a show on that. So you got to remember, guys, whenever you have some of these guys who own these major networks, they've been linked to homosexuality. They've been linked to adultery. They've been compromised, just like they've been compromised in Congress. And how do we know that these guys aren't also being told what they may or may not put on at the higher up levels, and then they could go ahead and disseminate that down into their entire organizations and tell them, hey, you don't need to have so-and-so back on, or this programming is not acceptable. And I could give you some numbers of stuff that I've seen, but that would give too much information on some of the shows that I've done, but I can do that personally with you guys. But the thing about it is, I know for a fact that a lot of these guys, I mean, I know one guest who's a health guest, did huge numbers of one of these TV evangelists. I mean, huge numbers, raised a lot of money for his ministry, but he was never asked back on again, period, ever. And it was almost as though the powers to be said, hey, you can't have this guest on again. So it's kind of crazy to me what I've seen in the Christian market, because remember, when you have a Christian show that's pulling in millions and millions of listeners, they have to have some way to control that and control what's being said. Pat Robertson, back in the early 90s, and I'll say this very bluntly because I saw it happen with his 700 Club, he was pretty much on point back, you know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And he was talking, and he was talking the talk and talking about everything. Then suddenly, Bill Clinton got into office, and Bill Clinton threatened to take away Pat Robertson's 501(c) status with Regent University. This is a fact. And what ended up happening is Pat quickly capitulated and stopped doing what he was doing and stopped it. Done. And I saw it. So I won't even watch the 700 Club anymore with Pat, but that happened back in the mid 90s. So I've seen this gradually take place. So when Steele said that the other day, I thought myself, you know, maybe not every TV show that's on Christian TV is going to be like that unless they get too big. And I remember I was reading an article a few years ago and they said, if you're worth 40, 50, 60, maybe $100 million, and you're a business guy, and you mind your own business and run your company pretty clean, they pretty much leave you alone. But when you start getting over those thresholds of that much money, they want to know who you are, what you are, what you're doing, because you have too much ability to start doing things like running for Congress yourself and funding your own campaigns, or you have the ability to start funding other people's campaigns who you want to have in Congress, so they want to start controlling you. And see, I don't know if that's what happened to Donald Trump back in the 90s when he had to file bankruptcy on several of his companies and he got in such a bad cash flow crunch. I was down at a boat show in Miami just a few weeks ago, and our boat broker that we had down there, I mean, I wasn't really interested in the boat. I was just looking at him. But the boat broker had a really pretty boat that he showed us, and we were talking to him, and he was talking about, I think it was the Trump Princess, which was a huge yacht that Donald Trump used to own that had gotten foreclosed on. And so I thought, wow, that's interesting, back in the 90s. So Trump had some major, major issues happen to him from a financial standpoint, and I don't know if that's how he ended up getting co-opted or controlled or whatever he's capitulated to. I have absolutely no idea. All I know is this. You know, we've got a group of people now in the White House that looks like the who's who of Goldman Sachs. And we've got people like Catherine Austin Fitz saying that this is all about bringing in a one world government and a one world central bank. And that they're pretty much trying to put slave trackers into everybody to make sure they can maintain their inventory of humans, I guess. So it's a major mess as far as what's happening in the White House. But anyhow, new front in White House, civil war, as Kushner asserts authority at the NSC. Officials say that Kushner is taking unprecedented role to interfere in foreign policy matters. This is an article by Adam Credo. Now, this is nuts, but it says White House senior advisor Jared Kushner is leading an unprecedented effort to meddle in the White House National Security Council, causing mayhem for senior staff who say the president's son-in-law is interfering in key foreign policy debates, according to Trump's administration officials who spoke to the Washington Free Beacon. Kushner has taken aggressive action to micromanage the NSC, overshadowing even recently installed National Security Advisor McMaster, according to sources both inside and outside of the White House, who describe Kushner's behavior as highly unusual and damaging to the country's national security infrastructure. And my friend who was in the White House, this is exactly what he said he was told by the people in the White House when he was there. Now, you guys have a comment on that? If not, I want to shift over to the radio frequency electronic weapons real quick that we talked about earlier.
You know what? How can you even comment on that? Go ahead, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you know, it's so funny, Doug, because remember, about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago now, you know, I was doing your show, again, I think it was back in February or March, and I believe it was February, and we started doing the research on Kushner. And remember, I sent you a bunch of stuff about Kushner.
Yep.
And I said, Doug, I said, I don't really want to talk about this. This is kind of weird. I said, this can't be right, but I'm digging down a rabbit hole that I don't like. And I remember you called me back and you said, Ted, that's a pretty deep rabbit hole. I'm finding some stuff that I don't like in this rabbit hole either. And so you and I just both decided to leave that alone for a bit and not talk about it. And sure enough,
you know,
now
how it plays out. You know,
we're seeing how it's playing out. We were right.
And Ted, I was talking to my dad before the show. There's a YouTuber named Jason A. He does a lot of these compilation videos and titles them about prophecy and prophetic things, and some of them are interesting. He recently did one that I would urge people to check out if this is a subject they're interested in learning more about. His YouTube channel, because he does one about Jared Kushner and his business ties and his background, religious affiliation, and
pretty much
where his loyalties lie.
Yeah.
So it's an educational video.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we know he's a member of the Shabbat, okay? We know that. And that's a Jewish cult, basically. And it doesn't reflect mainstream Jewish views. It also teaches the Kabbalah. We know that. In addition to that, it's got deep ties to the Mossad and a lot of front agencies with the Mossad through the Kabbalah. I mean, you know, with money laundering, weapons trafficking, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we know that's part of what Shabbat does. We know that. I mean, that's just fact. So the craziest part is he's linked into that organization with the Shabbat. And that's why it was Steele and I were talking about this on the air on Wednesday. And that's what he said, that basically Ivanka Trump could have had Jared Kushner could have been a honeypot arrangement in which they set her up to meet him, be around him, fall in love with him, and to control him and control her and control Trump indirectly, knowing full and well that they may have decided that someday he may have some type of national prominence. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's all speculation. All I know is this. We're seeing some crazy stuff. Oh, here's another article here. This is a really good article. It says, electronic weapons, radio frequency, radiation, remote manipulation of the human nervous system. Now, it gets really complicated as far as the chemistry behind the beginning of the article, but it's got a couple of very easy sentences to understand, which for folks who haven't had any training in biochemistry, this is going to make a lot of sense. We've talked about how they do this, and it says, if a human being is supposed to feel something, do something, or think about something, it is necessary that a large quantity of neurons start firing at the same frequency. We talked about this earlier with your whole tones music, Doug. The chance for the effectiveness of the manipulation of the human nervous system with pulse microwaves is secured by the fact that the variations of the activity of the human nervous system for various perceptions, reactions, emotions, actions, and thoughts are expressed in different frequencies or sequence of frequencies. Walter J. Freeman, who studied for decades the electrical activity of the human brain, simultaneously introducing its multitudes of microelectrodes in different parts of the brain, wrote that the brain transmission occurs at some characteristic of frequency, reception occurs, and it sets tuned to that frequency. In other words, the frequency or the energy field causes the energy to go through the nerves, causing them to fire. So if the electrolytes in the nerve fibers are reached by microwaves, which are pulsed into the nervous system's activities and frequencies, the membranes of axons, which control the nervous system's activity and react to electrical voltage changes by initiating nerve firing, will react to inflow frequencies of electrical currents. These currents will be produced by frequencies in which microwaves will be pulsed. This is technology. This is patented technology. In this way, the electrolytes in the nervous tissue will function as antennas, and the human nervous system will be controlled by pulse microwaves targeting the human body. The body can collect and signal and turn it into electrical currents, just like the antenna of a radio set or cell phone. These currents are carried by ions flowing through the living tissues and blood vessels, a system of tubes full of electrically conducted salty fluid, which connects almost every part of the body. When these currents impinge on cell membranes, what are normally electrically charged, they try to vibrate in time with their activity. So in other words, we're controlled by the energy fields and the frequencies around us. And this is exactly what Doug was talking about earlier. That's why we got to be so careful to allow the right music, the right energy, the right frequency, the right prayer, the right thought, the right everything coming out of our mouths, guys.
That's right, Ted, and perfect timing. We're right up against the break. And just like frequencies can affect people in a positive way, as you said, it can have the reverse effect, and negative frequencies can bring on negative effects. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. He'll be with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. Fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove, and an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.